Well, here we are again. New year, 2022. This is episode 51. And this episode is just a bit of a catch-up to let you know what we've been doing, where we're going, how we're tracking for this year, and all of that stuff to get us off and rolling for a brand new year. Let's jump in. So yes, another year has rolled around, and the last episode that I did was about mid-November. And as usual, I had all of these hopes that I would have a whole bank of podcasts recorded, ready for the new year, so that I was ahead. And like usual, that has not happened. So I have a whole bunch of awesome episodes planned and awesome ideas, but sometimes it's just finding that time to sit down and record them, which is the thing that I truly struggle with. So we are now at the 10th of February. This is my first time recording a podcast since November last year. And there's just been so much going on, really. And I think a lot of the time that itself is just, you know, the beginning of a new year and organising all of those things. So I thought that this episode would just ease us into the new year as just a bit of a catch-up episode. So I did manage to have a nice break at the end of last year and some time off. But, you know, as always, the time off is never really time off because you're always doing other bits and pieces as well. And the biggest bits and pieces thing for me across the holidays was trying to keep up on our socials and design some Facebook ads and things to go with that. So that in itself, you know, took me a while to work through and complete. And again, you know, I always try and batch content and put content together in advance, but on top of that, at the end of last year, we were trying to find new tutors for this year for both online as well as face-to-face. And then, you know, the interview process that goes with that, trying to make sure that, you know, they're the right people for the job and the right fit, getting all of that paperwork sorted, just all of that stuff took over. And then, you know, we roll into the new year and we have invoices and I have a new admin person on board and just all of that stuff. Invoices, timetables, tutors, figuring out who I have and what times we have available. It just takes over. So, yeah, here we are. 2022, I had such a good feeling about this year. And, you know, at the end of last year, our numbers soared, and I've been reflecting on this quite a lot because we did hit 130 to 140 students a week at the end of last year. And if you have your own business, you would understand how incredibly exciting that milestone is to hit. And it's not just exciting because it allows, you know, more freedom and allows us to do things like more advertising and more training and all of those types of things. But my excitement comes from we are actually helping this many families at the one time and this many students. And so once we got over that at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, our numbers fell straight to about 75. And that is a lot. It's a drop. Part of the reason why our numbers were so high at the end of last year was because we had our HSC students still with us until at least November. But I think the drop for me, it was a big drop, and it is a big drop. And when you're building and building and building and building and building and you have this drop that comes seemingly out of nowhere, you know, sometimes it's really hard to pick yourself up and keep going. And so the beginning of this year, I had been seriously contemplating closing the actual business and just going back to just myself, because that seemed like the best option and the easiest option. But we're now, you know, towards the end of our second week of tutoring and just seeing all of our students and all of our tutors and all of the learning that's taking place kind of reinvigorates you and allows you to pick yourself back up and, you know, keep going. So it's been a bit of a journey. It's been, you know, a bit up and down. At this stage, we are still looking for tutors, and I feel like that's been the biggest thing that has felt hard recently, is that we really have struggled to find quality tutors and tutors that are just as invested in our students as I am, I guess. And in that, it's the stability for all of our tutors and all of our families as well. And so I think it's been a combination of things. But apart from that, 2022 does feel like a year of building and a year of change and a year of difference. As you know, most people have probably already organised all of their yearly goals so far, and I'm hoping to do that in the next week. we just settle down from the beginning of school. But I am hoping this year to have so many fabulous people on our podcast. At the end of last year, I was able to create some business, business relationships with some fantastic staff over at Wildflowers Holistic Services in Bargo. I'm so excited for what this business relationship is going to bring, not just for our families but also for myself professionally. I have always wanted to be able to connect with other individuals in allied health services and things, and that has been quite difficult because I've always been focused on, you know, sustaining our tutoring load, basically. So that's one thing to look out for this year. We are hoping, and I'm hoping, to get a number of staff from Wildflowers on for conversations on the podcast about all sorts of things. Mental health for students, you know, speech therapy services and how they can assist you and your family, occupational health services or OT, occupational therapy services, and how that can assist your family as well. And it's all about putting those pieces of the puzzle together for families, and that is going to be my biggest goal for this year. We have had a huge flip over on our website, and it will be launching soon, our shop section of the website. So in the shop section you will be able to purchase our online programs that we are getting up and running. Some of them are ones that I've spoken to you guys about even 2 years ago. I've just reinvigorated them, and I am now investing in getting them out there. But there's a suite specifically for HSC students that will hopefully be up within the next couple of weeks. In terms of other resources and things that I develop, there will be, you know, a mix of free templates and things for you to download, paid templates and things for you to use as families, and then resource booklets as well. And that is going to all be on our website this year. So make sure you keep an eye out for it across our socials. And so that's a really exciting thing that I really want to be working on this year, because that in itself is the core purpose of Breakaway Tuition, in a sense, is to provide that support for families and the additional knowledge that you might not have considered previously, but the things that could actually be the missing piece of the puzzle for your child and the thing that makes the biggest difference as well. But yeah, there's lots of lots of new information coming out with learning strategies and ways to learn. If you've been following along my personal journey, at the end of last year, I finished my graduate diploma of education in learning difficulties. So now I have that. and, you know, in all seriousness, it took me 2 years to complete that addition through a university. And it has provided a lot of information in terms of diagnosing or diagnostic information, but probably did not provide me with the information that I really, really wanted, which was the, you know, what other ways can we help students learn? So I'll be doing more research on that throughout the year. And I think the main thing, you know, that I want families to be thinking about is, as an educator, I am committed to constantly learning, and my tutors are committed to constantly learning as well. And it's constantly learning different ways to interact and help your families and your children, and finding the best ways that work for them. And it's also, you know, it is looking at research and how the research works and what the research says, but then it's also looking outside of that research as well. So I think sometimes, you know, families, some families say that they only want, you know, a trained teacher and those types of things for a tutor for their child. And sometimes that actually creates a barrier for your child's learning as well. So we do have a mix of trained teachers. I'm a trained teacher myself, as well as students who are studying at uni. But sometimes the knowledge that people possess can also be their downfall, because they will not think outside of the box and look outside of what's available. So that's a thing for families to be thinking about as well as we enter into the year, as you're looking at possibilities for tutoring and for your children. But that, in a nutshell, is about where we're up to. As we, you know, get into the year, we have a whole stack of podcasts that will start coming available, and I think the first one that I'm going to do a bit on is about homeschooling and whether homeschooling is a good option for your family, because that is something that has come through quite a lot in the last few months, is families looking at the possibility of homeschooling and the differences between, you know, homeschooling, distance education and unschooling. So that episode will come out next week. But I think for today, that's just setting us up for the year. A bit of rambling from me, but I am really excited to have you guys still here and really excited for this year and what this year brings. So if you're not following us, make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us just by searching for Breakaway Tuition. We're pretty easy to find. And in the meantime, if you have any questions to do with education, if you have anything that you'd like to hear on our podcast, send me an email, info@breakawaytuition.com.au, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. Breakaway.